Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, this is Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. So this discussion, we're going to step back in time a little bit and go discuss the fiduciary standard. So I'm going to give you my thoughts on that and how what would be the kind of the current day implications and how it's affected my thoughts on different topics. Anyways, the fiduciary rule created a lot of buzz several years ago in the financial services industry. I think it's going back 10 years, and it might've been implemented 7 or 8 years ago. And I remember there was a lot of contentiousness around this issue. Those in the industry that felt it would damage their ability to conduct their business, and those that were big proponents and consumer advocacy groups that were pushing for the fiduciary rule. So a lot of activity about it. And it made a big difference between commissioned and non-commissioned types of activities for advisors. So the fiduciary standard is one in which financial professionals are legally obligated to put their clients' best interest first, rather than simply a suitable investment. So the suitable investment is something that a commission-based advisor could sell. So that was the basic difference between the two. So with the fiduciary standard, that's considered to be a higher standard, put your client interest first. Viewed at the time, big step forward for the industry. I remember reading, you know, comments and blog sections about how wonderful this was going to be for investors. and it was going to really improve the relationships and for the advisors and clients. They were going to be forced advisors to be more honest, a bit of a cleanup of the industry. At the time, this was maddening to me, and I blogged about it. I thought this thing was ridiculous. I was offended at how fee-only advisors would present themselves as being so much better than the commission-based advisors. Many fee-only advisors, I think the majority, a vast majority of my guests, they charge a percentage of assets. That's how they get compensated. So if you're not informed on this, let me explain to you, this is a massive conflict of interest. As much of a conflict of interest, as far as I'm concerned, as commission-based advisors. See, now I'm still getting worked up about it, talking about it. Let me go over some of the circumstances which can arise where a fee-only fiduciary advisor would have a huge conflict of interest. What about if their client can either take a pension or do a lump sum disbursement? You think that might influence how an advisor would provide guidance? What about if their client is coming into inheritance? They might want to reinvest the money somewhere where the advisor can't get compensated or pay off some debts. You think that doesn't present a conflict of interest? What about just paying off a mortgage? Hey, should I pay off my mortgage or invest the money? Well, let me give you some advice here, even though if you invest the money, I'm going to make a lot more money. What about the decision for somebody on whether or not they should contribute to an investment plan in which the advisor is getting compensated or put the money in an employer-based plan? Every single one of those decisions is a straight conflict of interest for an advisor that's getting paid as a percentage of assets. Here's what you need to ask any advisor. How will the decisions that I make with my money in this situation affect your compensation? And that's where the conversation ends right there. This is what matters, is how is their recommendation going to affect what they get compensated on? Man, I got to tell you, at Plan Vision, I feel so liberated in the sense that whatever I make is not in any way compensated by the decisions that my clients make. So what are the implications to me on this? And I think forever, gosh, I have to tell you that I am incredibly cynical on all these experts that are trotted out many times by those through the media or by public organizations or associations that are experts on whatever they happen to be experts, whatever happens to be the content that they're commenting on. I think these messages can be distorted from public figures, from media, and so-called industry experts. So I am very cynical when I hear information funneled through these sources. The fiduciary example was a great example of how there was virtually going to be no difference at all in how messages were conveyed ultimately to the end consumer.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.